Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the podcast. Our caller today hails from Mumbai, India. All the way in India. I was just there a couple months ago, although not in Mumbai. The caller has an interesting business idea. They want to create and sell unique handcrafted musical instruments made from recycled materials. So excited to hear all about this. He's going to explain how he wants to source and build these instruments and how he plans to market them. Well, actually, now that I'm looking more at the transcript of the question, he needs some help in marketing them. He needs some help in marketing to potential customers. So let's look at that. What can we do to help our caller, Sagar, source or at least to market his products around the world? All right. That's part of what he's looking for help with. Musical instruments from recycled materials made in India, exported elsewhere. What can we do about it? Let's talk about it in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
My name is Sagar, and I'm calling from Mumbai, India. I'm interested in starting a company that creates and sells unique, handcrafted musical instruments made from recycled materials. As someone who is passionate about music and environmental sustainability, I believe this idea could resonate with a wide audience in both India and the West. That said, I have no idea how to market these products. Exporting also seems like a big difficulty in getting started. What would you suggest?
Sagar, thanks for the question. Thanks for listening all the way in Mumbai. Let's break down this question into three categories: making the instruments, finding the market, also could be creating the market, we'll talk about that, and the logistics of exporting. So part one, that's going to be all him. Like, I don't know how to make handcrafted instruments, especially those from India, but I presume that Sagar has some idea about that. So we're going to focus on parts two and three, finding the market slash creating the market and the logistics of exporting. All right, so finding the market, couple things here. I think Instagram could be useful for market research here. You want to look for some hashtags, follow some hashtags, sustainable music, handcrafted instruments. you probably know more specifically what's best, but follow those hashtags, look and see what is out there, and then start building up an account, commenting on different accounts, using the hashtags that are relevant. That is a little bit of discovery and marketing all in one. I think it's also helpful to participate in forums like Reddit or groups related to music and sustainability, folk music, again, South Asian music, world music, and so on platforms like Reddit or Facebook groups. Share your ideas and see what people say. But also, as I said, it could be not just finding a market, but creating a market for this. So this sounds like a very visual thing. Obviously, it's instruments, so it's auditory, but it seems kind of visual as well. Maybe videos on YouTube showcasing the making of these instruments and their unique sound. That could be interesting. Those could also be cross-posted on Instagram, TikTok, and so on. So you want to figure out, where is that market? How can I reach those people? And then, you know, the final part is the logistics of exporting. So simultaneously, as you are discovering more about the market, how to connect with people, you also want to be doing some research into exporting. Check out the website of the Directorate General of Foreign Trade. I noticed for India, they have some basic guidelines in exporting goods, some resources and such. A platform like Shopify may have some resources as well. And you'll probably learn just by doing, right? So start small. Maybe focus on trying to get your first couple of sales while you fine-tune the process. Maybe even focus on selling within India before you go to the global market. Use that time to gather some customer testimonials and product reviews, and then see where you can go from there. But Sagar, thank you for the question. I'm cheering you on. Listeners, always in your corner as well. I hope this podcast is helpful to you. Let me know how we can improve. SideHustleSchool.com, some free resources there. New episode tomorrow and every single day after that. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.